Hello again, you simple-minded rectum-rating cock-sucking motherfucking bunghole plundering scat-munching sausage jockey. It's me. Your Adonis, your idol, your masturbation fantasy, Moon Man. I thought you'd like to know, today I'm going to be approaching NBC Studios with my idea for a great new game show. It's sure to be the biggest hit of the fall season. I bet you'd love to see my sexy crescent-shaped face on your TV again, wouldn't you? Maybe then you could finally have something to beat your laughably small pecker off to other than Drew Carey, on The Price is Right. Don't think I haven't seen you, you disgusting little degenerate. I have eyes. I see everything. I'm the fucking Moon Man. Anyway, the name of my game show is Moon Man's Good Time Fun Hour. The basic premise is that Bill Cosby has his testicle smeared in fish paste and is dangled from a rope 10 feet above a tank of ravenous piranha. For each question that the niggers, I'm sorry, I mean the contestants get right, he will be hoisted up 1 foot. For each question they'd get wrong, Bill will be lowered by 1 foot. If 3 questions are answered wrongly in a row, the contestant will have to take part in Moon Man's special forfeit. What's Moon Man's special forfeit, you ask? Well, the contestants are force-fed a bucket of iron filings by my lovely assistant, Fred Phelps. They then have to sit and jack off on an industrial strength magnet for a minimum of 10 minutes. During sweep season, or, as I call it, Moon Man Madness, they have to do this for 20 minutes while sat on a circular saw. Lol. The questions will of course mostly be about me and my merry exploits. An example maybe, how many times has Moon Man violated the anuses of YTMND.com members' grandmothers? The answer to that would of course be 127, as of July 27th. Another example maybe, what does Moon Man eat for breakfast? The answer is of course, special, KKK, 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 KKK. So as you can see, it's pretty easy. If at any point Bill drops into the water, the contestants will have a quart of Jell-O pudding inserted into their cornholes along with 14 rolls of Kodak film, and their welfare checks will be cut off for a month. If after 100 questions Bill Cosby is still alive, the Negroes, sorry I mean contestants, will be given Moon Man's grand prize. A $5 voucher for KFC, and a can of deodorant. It's quite a deal. So if you fit our target demographic, come on do out.
KKK.